If you want to know what it's like for fathers on Father's Day, Jim Jeffries has the greatest set about fathers and Father's Day that's so true.
Father's Day came around, my girlfriend went, "What do you want for Father's Day?" And I went, "I don't want anything. Don't even worry about it. I don't want anything." She goes, "Come on, you got to have something." I said, "Honestly, I don't want anything." She goes, "Come on." And I went, "It's my money. Just don't touch it. Just leave my money alone." How hard is this? How about for 24 hours, you don't touch my money? That would be a gift.
Yep. If you're going to buy me something, it's my money.
Every single father has that one Father's Day gift that they cherish. It's like a ceramic mug that the kid made in school where the handle's too big. And it says, "I heart Dad." And they keep that for 20 years, this mug. And do you want to know why they like it? Every now and again, they look at it and go, "That cost me nothing that much."
This is sort of some insight as to why he's no longer with his girlfriend. So there you go.
But yeah, when you get a Father's Day present, you look at it and you go, "Oh yeah, this is great." And then,
how much did I pay for this? Yeah,
right, because it came out of my bank account. I know. So when you buy me a birthday present or Father's Day, it's not really a gift because you can just give me the cash and I'll go buy something with my own money.
Oh, the best was like on Saturday, the day before Father's Day, I'd say to my dad, "Can I borrow $20?
So you can go out and get him stuff.
And get him a gift. Yeah, exactly.
So staying on the topic of Father's Day, this is something that came out today. Things you will never hear your father say.
"Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet?" "Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost."
Mm-hmm.
"Ooh, sports.
Just do whatever the mechanic says to do."
"Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated. Make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework."
"Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet?"
"Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up."
"Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?"
Hey, can you please turn that music up?
And let me add to, for my dad, something I'll never hear him say, "Oh no, take my car."
"It has more gas. Just go ahead and take mine.
You don't have a license. You're a terrible driver. My car is, I've been waiting my whole life to have a good car, but you take it."